Welcome to Fabulous After 50, the podcast for women wanting to make the most of their lives. My name is Julie Kennedy, and I am your host. Well, I believe we as women have a lot to catch up on in the field of finances. So when I heard that the fabulous Giovanna Vega, who was the founder of Trading for Women, author of another amazing book, she's also a financial awareness blogger, she's a money mindset strategist and the leading authority in trading and investing for women, and I heard she'd brought out a new book, I just had to have her back. I met Giovanna a few years ago, as she is the vibrant director of Global Woman Amsterdam, a networking group for women which is worldwide, but the Amsterdam faction is incredible. So I'm absolutely delighted, Giovanna, to have you back. Would you like to start with maybe a little introduction about who you are, what you do, and why you do?
Hi, Julie. Thank you so much for this invitation. I believe it's the second time I am here in your podcast, and I am very delighted to be here with all of you. So thank you again for having me. Yes, as you already said, my name is Giovanna Vega. I am a certified Forex trader, crypto investor, financial awareness blogger. And one of my passions is to help women to be more knowledgeable when it comes to the financial field in order to make better decisions with their money. And the way how I do it is I give them different financial tools so they can make it happen. And besides that, I am indeed the director of the Global Woman Club in Amsterdam. And well, what can I say? We are creating an amazing community here, and you are also part of it. And I am so proud to be leading this community here in the Netherlands.
Yeah, and we're very grateful to have it. It's a very lovely, warm, vibrant, but very business-focused group. And yeah, we create a lot of benefits for each other, working together, collaborations, etc. Giovanna, now I came across you also as I edited your first book. I think, first of all, that you are so right in your mission, as in we women strive for independence and for equality and all the rest. But from the point of view that we still, you know, have this sort of little girl attitude often towards money, where we sort of roll our eyes and ask somebody else to look after it for us, we're never going to be fully independent. So for one, I'm extremely grateful for this mission that you are on. So this is your second book, right? Maybe we should start with Why the second book? In which way is it different from the first? And what is your mission with it? What is it that you want to share?
Well, that is a very interesting question, Julie. And well, you know, I am in the financial industry, let's say, for almost 15 years. I started my career as a financial, let's say, participant. I have been working in international companies. And after that, I decided, of course, to start exploring a little bit more the finance, the investing world.
And if I interrupt you, but if I remember well, and I also thought that was extremely interesting, you did so as a woman who had just become a mother, and you realized how, if I remember well from translating your book or editing the first book, is that it was basically when you realized how hard it was for you to balance your high-flying financial career in corporate with this new little baby that you'd wanted to have so much, that you started to think there must be another way for me to use my skills and expertise in a way which fits in better with the current reality of your life, right?
Absolutely. Yes, I think that was the major, let's say, decision that gives so much power in myself to start looking for other opportunities so I can be with my daughter. And I believe most women who have been working in corporates and at some stages in their lives, they become mothers. I believe that's one of the main factors that give them the way to start asking those questions: is this what I want to keep doing, or do I want to do something else? Now, in my case, I really started to ask questions like, do I want to keep growing in the corporate world, or do I want to start doing things for myself, and why not become an entrepreneur? So going from that stage, I decided to choose the path of the entrepreneurial field, and that's how I started to work in myself, to discover new ways, new tools, how to make it happen, and understand how important it is for the people in generally.
Yes, exactly. So make it work in a way we don't have to be totally stressed and feel that we're being a failure on both fronts, the corporate and the motherhood way, that there is a way to think outside the box when how can I still, you know, grow, make money, etc., in a way which fits in, I would say, with your child and your family. So that's what brought you to this new way. And of course, your first book was Trading for Success and Women and Trading. So what's the title of this second book?
The second book is Financial Planning for Her.
Right.
And the ultimate roadmap to becoming financially healthy.
Right. Now that sounds good. And yeah, so financial planning for her. I mean, for you, it's important that we have the for her, right? It's different for women.
Well, actually, I just wanted to create this fancy title in order to attract more attention of women, because yes, the book is definitely for women, because that's the target people that I work with. And this time I decided to do it something fancy. So the name Her just came in my mind, and I say, why not? Let's do this, and let's see how many women are attracted only because of the title. But of course, the title is one thing, but the content is the rest, right?
Right. So what is the message? What is it that you want women to take from this book?
Well, what I have noticed is that women are making the money, let's say. They are getting knowledgeable when it comes to business. Right? Yes. They are making the money, they are having this seven figures business and everything. However, they don't know how to manage their money. Yeah. And one of the things that I have seen with people, with women that I have been working lately, is that they really want to start allocating that money in order to create, let's say, a financial protection for themselves.
Yes.
So at some point they can retire. Yeah. The only thing that I notice is that they still lack the education when it comes to money in generally.
Yeah. So I would say that even before the education, it's the confidence, isn't it? I mean, me myself, and I am still surrounded by women who I don't know if we almost take pride in the fact of saying that we're rubbish with money, and that we, you know, either live by the seat of our pants, and, you know, when we get money, then we spend it all. Or, I mean, so many of us still seem to have sort of hold back concerning finances. I mean, I remember in your first book, you know, we went over that whole taboo idea, and that, you know, before it was your father or your brother or the men looked after the money in the household. But you've come a lot further recently, and we've made huge steps in many domains. But yet financial planning and the idea of being more knowledgeable, or things like you were saying in your last book, you know, about trading and letting the market work for you, and all this, you know, passive income also sort of side of things, we still seem to have this very can't do attitude. Just the word financial, I think most women sort of go like, oh God, no, not that, you know, give me something more creative to work on, but not financial. So I think, first of all, that title for her is good, because then hopefully women will perk their ears up and think, okay, financial planning, can somebody make it fun and easy for me? And maybe I will, you know, crawl out of my shell and decide that I can do this, because there's no reason why not.
Absolutely. And I think that you just mentioned a couple of things. And one of them, I believe, why women, yes, education is one part, but also it has to be with the patterns that we have about money, right? And I think that the money habits are, let's say, formulated at a very young age for most people.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that how money works and what it means is very deeply ingrained in our psyche. So how do we do and manage this? Because I believe this is the basis for everything. So before you want to start doing your planning about money and start investing and buying your assets and allocate those assets and all of that, I think we need to start working, first of all, in those patterns that we have.
Yeah.
And I am sure that you are, or you have heard about money mindset strategies and that kind of things. That's more working in your patterns. How do you work? What kind of tools you are going to use in order for you to get rid?
Yes, and to run more empowering patterns than ones that limit us and hold us back, right?
Exactly. And that's a whole process that each person needs to go with.
Yeah.
And because I have been, let's say, as I said before, many years in this field, and you are totally right, the financial terms are not the most attractive terms in the world. Nobody knows liabilities, debt, or these kind of terms. However, it's very important that we know what these terms means in order for you to make better decisions in your financial life.
You know, you mentioned the seven-figure entrepreneurs, but I mean, this applies to everyone, because not everybody in my audience might actually, you know, resonate with the seven-figure entrepreneur bit. But I mean, this is true for everyone. And I mean, I'm hearing you say also two very important things. One was independence. And the other thing is, you mentioned protection, you know, security. And we're talking about a 50 plus audience here. And so whether we want to or not, whether we think, you know, it's sexy or not to look into finance and financial planning, because this is what it's about, right? It's planning also for a rainy day. And, you know, first of all, there are very many women nowadays who are not, you know, in a relationship or do not have a husband and just automatically assume he will look after everything. Secondly, even those who do, it's also good to have your own scheme. You never know what can happen in life. I mean, things don't always turn out as we thought they would. So it's about that idea of planning and being our own best friend by making sure that we aren't left hanging if something goes wrong. 50 plus, we're still full of energy and doing loads of stuff. But what if? What if? And wouldn't it be nice that the women that we are now also have a lovely life in 20, 30 years when they may be less able to earn?
Exactly. You just mentioned the word necessity. Necessity is something crucial. Look, for women, financial independence isn't just a matter of strength. It is a matter of necessity.
Yep.
Just mentioned that. And for example, from retirement to investing to financial management, these are important steps that women and everyone, actually everyone, can take to better control their financial lives. Yeah. So the importance of money management, of financial planning for women and actually for everybody, should not be learned by you or for the people only in case of emergencies.
Yes,
exactly. Should become part of your daily life.
Yeah.
In the same way, like making tea for your husband, for example,
or for yourself,
your favorite food. So it's very important that we understand that financial planning is important because it's the basis of everything.
Yeah.
Now, most people, for example, are now retiring, right? Or people, when they are close to the retirement stage in their lives, they start asking those questions. Yeah. Can I retire, for example? Or do I have enough cash to live a comfortable life?
Yeah.
And the answer is yes. The only thing needed is that they should have a clear financial goal and objectives in order to accomplish it.
And the earlier you start with that goal, the better, right? I mean, 50 plus, exactly. We're not, you know, most of us are very far from retirement age yet, but I mean, the retirement planning needs to start today in order for there to be something in the pot whenever we want to do it. And there again, it's freedom, isn't it? It's the freedom to choose. It's the freedom to be able to say, oh, you know, I can stop when I want. And also in the fact that we never really know what happens. Businesses can go bankrupt. We can get fired. We can get ill. I mean, there are so many things, isn't it? A lovely feeling to go through life enjoying every day, but knowing that you're safe. What comes? I mean, if I remember from our talk last time, I think you even were recommending that we put away at least 10% of our salary or whatever we make as entrepreneurs every month. So this is for her. So is it made in a more approachable way for women? Let's stimulate women to get a look at their financial planning by buying your book. You know, is it going to be fun to read? Is it going to be easy?
Absolutely. And that's why I wrote this book. It's totally different than the first book that I wrote. The first book, you already mentioned that's Trading for Success, 8 Secrets Why Women Are Better Forex Trader. That book is actually, is I believe, for women in another stage of their lives. So that book is for women that at least they have enough money to invest in assets, or for women who already know about financial planning, and they can now use that book in order to create another skill in themselves in order to create that wealth. So that was the first book. So I just wanted to bring this in women, that awareness. But I realize now that most women are not yet in that stage. Yes. And that's why I decided to write this book, Financial Planning for Her. Why? Because in this book, that, by the way, is a very vibrant and very practical book with a lot of illustrations, self-assessing questions for yourself as well. You are going to learn how to plan your money. This book is like the first stage in your financial life. So apart from being a very easy book and a colorful, because you are going to find a lot of images and a lot of content, I share with you the 8 steps that I use, let's say, for me, in order to become also independent and have more time and start doing projects that I really like to do. Yeah. And I do appreciate, I do have my time now. And why not share it with other women to start doing the same? This is a process. This is a journey. It's just the question to yourself, do you really want to do it or not? And start doing it. This book is going to give you so much insights, not only following the roads that I followed in order to start creating the money and afterwards to start investing in assets, but it's going to show you and teach you the basic financial terms that you need to understand before you go and planning your financial retirement, let's say, with a financial advisor. At least you are going to be more knowledgeable. You are going to understand the terms. What is asset? What is liability? What is my net worth? You know, right. So all these kind of terms, which are crucial in people's life, they are going to start getting that knowledge just by reading this book. And that's why I am very, very proud that I created this. And I am sure that women and people in generally, they are going to start getting more awareness about how actually it works, because everything starts by having your financial goal. Yep. If you don't have a financial goal, you don't know where to go. Yep. You are going to learn here in this book, you are going to learn how to create your financial goals.
Okay.
What are the steps that you need to follow? For example, in order to create your budget, I explain about budgeting in a very easy way. I explain about how you can create your network. What do you need? What are your assets? What are your liabilities? What do you need in order to calculate for yourself that amount of money? You are going to find tips, for example, and also strategies on how to create your emergency funds. I also talk about YARs, for example, how to start creating that system of saving your own money and allocate it in different ways. So you are going to find all that information in here. And that's actually the financial planning for her. You are going to learn how to manage and plan your income at the moment that your money is coming in, how you are going to allocate it. You are going to start tracking your expenses. Eh?
Right. Well, I mean, I'm busy writing a little note to myself. This is the first thing I'm going to do when I get off the call. Yeah, because I mean, it's all fun. And sometimes I think we even almost define ourselves by, or me in particular, by this sort of slap happy relationship to money. You know, oh, I've just earned a lot, so let's go off on a trip to Chile. And then I come back and there's no money left at all. Yes. And so, okay, now I need to go and earn some more. And it's all very fun. But you know, I'm approaching 55, a lot of it is based on luck. I think I deserve, or the future me deserves, better than to be constantly living by the seat of my pants. However, you know, fun and glamorous it might sound on the outside, I mean, it sounds like it's practical, it's actually enjoyable to read, and it has, like, you know, clear steps in it, etc. So, okay, that's something we shall certainly get hold of. And it's a hard copy, or it's online?
It is a hard copy. It is available in Amazon.
Of course, I very much encourage all of you listening to do like I will do and order, have the financial planning for her from Giovanna Vega as soon as you get off this call and start actually empowering yourself by taking control of your finances and see whatever they are. You know, we're not just talking about seven-figure people. We're talking about any of us. We all need money in society, even though sometimes I wish we could just barter. But anyway, that's not the way it is. So we do need to learn these tools if we want to live a happy, relaxed, clever, empowered life. So, but what tips could you share with our audience today?
Well, I will say organize your finances. That will be number one tip that I'm going to give you. So organize your finances, and that's the only way to get control of your money. So you can use, for example, different accounts for different purposes.
Right.
You can start writing down, or you can start having a planning and start writing about, for example, how much percentage do you want to allocate in different accounts. Okay. That will be one tip that you can implement right away indeed. The other thing that is important also to know is set your financial goals. Because if you do so, you get a clear vision of the life that you want to have.
Yeah, so what do you mean by that? As in, how much money do you want to, I mean, we're all different, okay? So some people want, first of all, you've got to cover, I imagine, the necessities, you know, your rent or your mortgage and your food and your health insurance and all of that sort of stuff. But so do you mean then after your financial goals, you decide, well, what's important for me? So for some people, it might be, I don't know, courses that they want to do, or clothes or car that they want to buy or stuff like that. Or for me, you know, what's my next travel going to be? Is that what you mean?
Well, yes, actually, your financial goal might be, for example, I'm going to give a couple of examples. It might be to build an emergency fund, or to set a budget if you don't have it yet. Or it might be also get out of your credit card debt.
Yeah,
might be also a financial goal, and a huge important. That's the first thing that you should be doing it, actually. You know, avoid debt. And also it might be improve a credit score. That kind of things are also huge important. Or perhaps you have just a financial goal to retire on your 50s or 60s or 70s. And that is also another financial goal. And I explain all of that also in my book, because many of us, we don't know that. We haven't get that education. So I have been learning by myself. I am an autodidactic person as well. And I like to learn from the best persons that I can. And I learned all of that. So because I follow that path already, I am sharing that in that book. How do you create your financial goals, for example?
Right.
And I explain there how do you do that? And also, if you are creating your emergency funds, or if you are looking an extra income, all these kind of things are financial goals.
Right, okay.
Most people don't know it, but it's simple like that. But you need to start having that direction.
Exactly. If you don't have a goal, you don't know if you're getting any closer to it or whatsoever, then it's just basically a dream, right? It's not a goal.
Exactly. And of course, create that budget. And what is that?
Are there different ways to make a budget? Or is it just, you know, basically what needs to come in, what has to go out sort of thing?
Exactly. The budget is actually, let's say, is a roadmap for yourself in having, okay, how much money is coming in? That's your income part. And how much money is going out? That's your expense part, right? And you need to categorize that. And I explain it in my book about that. How do you categorize that? You have savings, you have, you know, your monthly expenses that you are doing every month, but you also need to have your allocation in assets. You also need to think about your future, because the only way for you to get out of the circle that we are going with working and having holidays and working and having holidays, and then you don't have the money and you need to work again. And you are actually living in a circle of your life, right? Spending that money, and then you are lacking the money and you need to work again. And you are in that circle. And we need to break that circle. And in order to break that circle, you need to start working in assets. You need to start knowing, and that's the part of the investment as well, right?
Yeah.
So what I am doing with this book is I am giving you the basics, which is learning about how to allocate your money, So you have also enough money to start investing. Then, of course, it comes the world of the investing, the trading, and all of that. But first of all, we need to start being conscious about how are we allocating our money, the money that we are working for and that we are getting so hard. How do we allocate that, and how do we make sure that we have enough money at the end of the month, and start creating that consciousness of, you know, saving more, in order to invest that money, because saving is the basics of investing. You cannot invest money if you don't have money to invest. So it's that.
Yeah, and you mustn't then make the mistake of using the money that you need for the necessities in the hope that it's going to double and triple, because if it doesn't, then you can't even cover your basic costs.
And you just mentioned the word necessity again. Necessity and wants. What is the difference? I explain all of that in this book. And what is a necessity? What is a want? And when you know the difference about these two terms, you are going to be more aware every time you spend money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So all of this I am sharing in the book, and also, of course, nice affirmations, you know, which you should be working on this as well. It's as I said, the book is very practical.
And affirmation. Give us an affirmation for free. What affirmation should
we? Well, there are many, many affirmations out there. I mean, one affirmation. What might be at this point? Let's say, I am abundant, for example, is a simple affirmation that you can use. But of course, there are thousands and thousands of affirmations out there. Just by having this positive belief that you can do something and that you can attract the abundance to your life, is just enough.
Yeah, exactly. Because most of us sort of money, I think that's probably one of the reasons why women shy away from all things money. We see it as something bad or evil and there's never enough of it. Or, you know, either we see people as being money grubbers and earning far too much and it's quite distasteful, or we're, you know, frightened that we won't have enough to cover our needs and our family's needs, for example. I mean, money always seems to be associated with negativity and stressful thoughts, that sort of thing. I don't think many people think, oh, money, yes, that's abundance, that's energy, that's, you know, warmth and generosity, and what can we do next? And I think that that's actually very important, what you've just said as well, to think in terms of abundance. Giovanna, thank you very much for this. Thank you also for this book, because the more awareness is raised around women and money matters, and as you said already from the start, first of all, getting clear on what money patterns you're, you know, playing and how to get rid of them. And then just those basic tools, like you've just said, you know, of really, first of all, organizing your finances, not just having it as, oh, it comes in, it goes out by itself, as if it's some sort of thing totally external to you. Organize it. And setting the financial goals, that's something that I certainly need to look at. And at this stage of our lives, I think we owe it to ourselves to make sure that we have some good financial goals there, and budgeting indeed, so that it's that overview, right, of where do I stand today? Because, you know, if you have a goal and you know where you want to get to, you also need to know, you know, where do I stand today compared to my budget? And to you know, yeah, as you say, break the circle and save more. And lots of people, I think, in our environment and day and age do live very much in a credit world. Thankfully, that's something that I don't have, as in I don't have much money, but I don't have any debts either. So it's really just a question of doing what I can with what's there. But it's time to move on from that little girl attitude and to actually, you know, to actually have it in my hands. So I'm very, very grateful. And it sounds very hands-on indeed, you know, with the illustrations that you said and the quotations. So thank you for making a difference in women's lives like this. And also, I do want to, before you go, Giovanna, remind us again, you know, where people can find the wealth of information that you share, because I know you're about to launch a podcast, but you also have a blog, right, for women on money matters?
Yes, that's correct, Julie. I created a blog last year during the COVID situation that we are dealing right now. And in the blog, I share a lot of content in different topics. I share about financial awareness. So that's the part of the financial planning.
What's it called so that people can find it?
A Trading for Women blog.
Trading for Women blog. Okay, so we already have some tools thanks to today. Trading for Women blog, and the book is called Financial Planner for Her.
Yes, correct.
By Giovanna Vega, which is available on Amazon. Giovanna, thank you very much. Please come back another time, because as you say, it's all about education and knowledge. So the more we bring this topic to the front, the more empowered and financially independent we will be, which will be a great benefit to us, just to our families and those around us, and to society at large.
Absolutely. And well, I am more than delighted to be here with you, Julie. Thank you so much for this invitation. It's always a pleasure to come here and share my knowledge with all of you. So
thank you. Thank you. And the rest of you out there, now it's up to you. Take that knowledge, do something with it, make it work for you, and let's move on to continue inspiring and empowering both ourselves and others. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Now it is up to you to make it happen. Join me next week for another dose of empowering vitamins as we navigate the marvelous roller coaster we call life. Subscribe and let me know what you think we should be talking about. Take care out there.